Okay, John, I don't think we underdid the drama this afternoon, this game, did we?
No, it was good. I never really felt there was a threat of us losing the game, even though they put us under a bit of pressure and were quite direct. But whether we were going to go on and win it, then I wasn't too sure of that either. We created an opportunity, is what you were thinking. Is it one of them days where it just doesn't fall our way? I thought some of our attacking play was really good. Our link-up play in the final third, we created a lot of opportunities, a lot of crosses in the box. Two set pieces are disappointing, but we still scored enough to come out on top. So we'll look at things, we'll address it, but it's nice to do it off the back of a win. And it's great for us to get a nice run there. That's three games on the bounce and only one loss in seven. So good, all good from my side.
Amadou will remember his first league goal for a long time because that's a quality finish, very similar to one of his goals against Grimsby in the trophy, actually.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a bit more difficult. I thought his angle, I didn't see him putting it that side of the keeper. It's the pace, isn't it? But he's got a great strike on him. And I think the play up leading up to that was really good as well. I think we opened them up, which is what we've worked on all week. And the rest of his game, he'll improve on. But yeah, we're really pleased for the lad. It's nice for him to keep his goals up. Might even put him the leading scorer now, I think that does, doesn't it?
He's got his fifth as well today.
So it's all pleasing for me. Some good, really good performances from the lads. And first and foremost, we won ugly today, I think, sometimes. I think we did the basics really right. We matched them, but we created enough opportunities to win the game.
Well, no manager enjoys conceding goals from set pieces, and both came from them today.
Yeah, they did, and we'll look at that. They overloaded for the first one. Brought lads off the edge of the box. We didn't defend the second phase, and the second one, I've looked at it and can see where we can improve it. So that's all you can do. You see teams in the Premiership and international still getting done from set pieces, but we need to work on that, and we'll try and put that to bed this week, ready for Tuesday.
Real shame for Amadou that he got that second yellow, though. You can understand the excitement at the moment, and sometimes you wish referees would show a bit more common sense around those situations.
They're the exact words I've just used. With the press guys. I think when I played, neither of them had been sending off. So, it's difficult for the referees now because they're expected to do it by the black and white, by the rule book. And he's raised his hands, Ryan, but it's just a little push for me. And I don't think he deserves to be sent off. And I think it's a bit of evening it up with Ammer. Of course, he's a bit naive, but he's a young player. He scored his first league goal. We've just won in the last minute. Sometimes you've just got to give him a little bit of a pat on the back and just say, listen, next time, just make sure you learn from it, instead of hitting him with a red card. But this is where we're at. Well, of course, we always want to improve it. And I think if we all liaise a little bit more, we can try and put that to bed over the coming months and years, I hope.
You're building a sense of getting the home form going. You'll really want to now show that you can do that on the road at Gillingham, won't you?
Yeah, it puts us in a good position going into Tuesday. I think our players are dangerous away from home, especially on a good pitch that they've got. And if we can get a performance similar to last year when I think it was our best one at Gillingham, then I'll be very pleased with that. And it's even if Ammer comes out, I've still got probably Simeon available. Andreas can come on in that position. So I'm okay. I've got players to cover, and I'll pick a team that can go out and try and keep this run going.
And it's funny, a word for Joe Edwards, back in the league team after that suspension, put him in alongside Adam Chambers, and he offered you a lot, and not least his role in the second goal.
Yeah, I think the energy, if I was in George Dobson's shoes, he's played 2-1-2. Of course, he's a young player, but Joe he's just showed me that bit of energy in the last couple of games, which I couldn't leave him out. And then George has been a bit hard done to, I think, a little bit, but I'm sure George will realise why we do it. And there'll be times when George will come back in as well. And I thought Joe was a bonus. And Evs, I just want to say for Evs, he'll be disappointed not coming for that for the corner, but he has kept us in the game so many times this season. So the mistakes are going to come, and we lose and we win as a team. So it's great for him to come out on a winning team.